Welcome to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I am Karen Overgaard, and we are here with Let's Talk Knoxville, and our guest today is Ernie Smith. Mr. Smith, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. It is a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is. Can you tell us what's going on with the Kiwanis Playground?
We're excited. It's been a long time coming. The playground has been in town since March 15th, and we're finally going to start putting it together here very shortly. At the present time, we have the playground staked out. We've started with some of the concrete work. We'll be in the next week or two, will be poured. Mid-American Energy has agreed to drill the holes for us. There's about 45 holes that has to be drilled for this playground, and they'll get those holes drilled for us. Once we get the footings poured in the bottom of those holes, we'll be ready to schedule a work day to set the playground up. It's right now, it's stored in the city warehouse. So when it came in, it filled a full 53-foot trailer full and of parts. So it's going to take us a little while to get it hauled to Young's Park. And as quick as we get a date set for our work, well, we'll start doing that. We're excited. It's been a long time coming. This coming March, I'll have been working on this project for 3 years, and so we're getting excited.
So the truck is filled with the playground equipment. What types of equipment will there be?
Well, we're doing phase one, and phase one consists of a playground, handicap accessible for kids 2 to 5. Along with that, we're going to have a sandbox. We've had a personal memorial donation for a sand table, which the sand table will be handicap accessible, be accessible from a wheelchair. We're excited about that because we do have a playground that is handicap accessible. We'll also be putting in the swings. Two of those swings will be handicap accessible. There'll be 6 of them in total. They're from 2 to 12 years of age. Now, when we get to phase two, and phase two is going to take us a little while. We're about $60,000 off of our $170,000 budget. So we still need funds to do phase two. Phase two will be handicap accessible and will be for kids from 5 to 12. That will go west of the existing playground. It's kind of staked out now to where people can kind of see what our footprint's going to be of the 11 acres. We're not taking up very much ground. The soccer people still have plenty of room to play, and we're working with them. And we did move the playground to give them just a little more room, and I think it's going to work out better for us and better for them. So sometimes working together with other people and trying to, instead of fighting, it works out a lot better.
So you're looking for additional funds for phase two?
Yes, we're still in the mode of raising funds. What we're going to do is we have a 32x48 black granite monument, and this monument is to give credit to people who give from $500 to $20,000. There's 5 phases in there. What we're going to do is we're going to build a replica of that monument, and we're going to put it in place. We won't be doing the exact monument until our fundraising is over, but you'll be able to see, as we progress here, you'll be able to see who in the community has contributed, and those that want to contribute can see how they're going to be recognized.
If someone wants to contribute, how do they contact? Who do they contact?
If they want to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me at 641-891-7274. That's a cell phone. You can text me or call me, and any Kiwanian can help you with the donations and explain. We do have in our budget, we do have quite a few things that are not figured in our budget, but it's a wish list that we would like to have that people can do for memorials, such as flagpoles, some spring toys. There's quite a few items that people can do as memorials for recognizing loved ones or in that way. And that would just add to our playground.
This has been Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest again today was Ernie Smith. Thank you, Ernie. We appreciate your time.
I invite anyone to stop out and lend a hand. And we've got some manual labor that can be done if anybody wants to help. So appreciate it. Thank you.